This is Batchy for Blokes.
Did you like that?
Is that me? It took me half a slab to work that burp up.
This is Batchy for Blokes. I'm Jackie Kosolke, and joining me, Joe Thornley.
Hi.
For season two of our recap of one of the greatest television shows ever.
I think you're overstating it a bit.
I might be a little bit, but it's just so good.
It's pretty good.
So what we're going to do is we're going to recap the Bachelor episodes for you each week, but we're also going to sort of give men a bit of an insight into dating.
Yeah, I'm a huge expert.
Yeah, I've been on a few as well.
I'm on a date now. That doesn't even make sense. What, is he under the desk? Oh, stop.
Because sometimes guys are like, why do chicks do this? And we're like,
My answer is usually, I have no idea. Beaches be cray. Do people still say that?
I think so. But you know what's made a bit of a resurgence this week?
What?
Mole.
Look, in my heart, it never went away.
I've always used it. And I like that I've noticed when people have been writing about the usage of mole lately, they've been spelling it correctly.
Because that's a M-O-double-L.
M-O-double-L.
I mean, you know that my, generally speaking, my sphincter never relaxes with spelling and grammar and stuff. Mm. But that one, I'm like, you do you.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I'm a bit of a stickler for things like that. Like, if a guy texts me back Y-O-U-R instead of Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, we're done.
Okay, yeah. Picture of you with a surfboard or bad spelling, swipe left. We're not going to have enough to talk about.
No. Okay, so The Bachelor is back. Season 5 of The Bachelor. Maddie J, whose heart was broken by Georgia Love.
We don't even have to call him Maddie J anymore. He's just Maddie.
He's always going to be Maddie J to me. So Maddie J was on The Bachelorette last year. He was the final two. Georgia Love picked someone else and he fell to his knees, literally, in the finale. And
he buckled, Jackie.
He buckled. He was quite popular in The Bachelorette. He had a great personality and was a bit... Well, he did because Richie, last year's Bachelor, had no personality.
He, a beige wet towel. But I know he's got a great personality, but...
We haven't seen it yet.
It's his rig, mate.
Oh, rig. Mm. Rig! Mm. There was a lot of rig in The Bachelor this week.
Can I just put in a plaintive plea, please? Mm. That was good alliteration. Can we just get some body hair anywhere?
Mm. Like, I want to talk about that.
I
like chest hair. I like chest hair.
Chest, arm, leg.
Shoulders, back, no.
Look, a couple of strays, fine. Yeah, look, we don't expect you to.
But if there's a lot, no.
But there is not one fiber. Now, one filament.
This is a thing, right? And I want to follow this for the series of The Bachelor because I went on a date.
Hair watch.
Yes. I went on a date a couple of weeks ago, right? And the guy was talking about waxing his chest and I was like, and he's like, oh, we'll do it. We need to get our friend Liam Flanagan in later.
Furry Liam.
Yeah, because Liam's quite furry. He's a little bit blonde and a little bit, like, he's a bit like a golden retriever, isn't he? So
yeah, like Matty J's a Kelpie.
So we'll ask him about, you know, whether his mates wax their chest and whether it's a thing because girls like chest hair. Stop doing it.
Stop. Stop it.
Just stop it.
I'm instantly turned off by knowing that a man spends more time on a beauty routine than I do. Mm. So basically he's got about 8 minutes a day.
So Matty J has a waxed chest. He had his heart broken on The Bachelor. Now he's a bachelorette. Now he's The Bachelor.
He's taken time to heal.
Yeah. So in the first episode on Wednesday night, we saw Matty J with his mum and his sister.
And holding a baby, which apparently just made
made
people's organs explode.
Yeah. But also, like hot guys with babies is hot. Hot guys with cats and kittens is hot. Hot guys with puppies is hot.
What you're basically saying is that hot guys are hot.
Hot guys are hot. Yeah. He was trying a bit too hard with the baby though. Like I just thought, act natural.
That's so unlike the Bachelor producers to take it too far, isn't it? Usually it's just really sedate.
And then Wednesday night is the best episode of the season.
It always is. I love that introduction. It's like a cavalcade of crazy. Mm. And I especially, one of my favourite bits is the little bunch in the middle where it's like...
Filler.
Yeah, we'll get to you later.
Montage.
Maybe. We'll either get to you later or don't get attached.
Yeah.
You're out.
So the purpose of the first episode of The Bachelor is to introduce all the girls. Maddie J's waiting. They all roll out one by one out of a limo.
I'm taking a brief inhale because I just love that bit so much.
It's always great.
What's with all the presents?
Yeah.
They're getting worse.
Okay, so...
Okay, they're not. There was a donkey last year.
Yeah, there was a donkey. And the guy that brought the donkey won. So, you know, there's a hot foreigner, as in Florence.
She brought clogs.
Because she's Dutch.
She should have said, wouldn't shoe like to date me?
How long have you been working on joke?
No, that was an instant one. Okay. That's the one that just comes from the back somewhere.
We also had,
No, I've got the list.
All right, you go, okay. You go.
Body art. I'm a professional body painter, says Alex. And it's like, yeah, because those amateur body painters, lame.
Yeah.
But I'm about to go on a date. Better paint my wrist.
Well, do you think she, like if she's not on TV, would she do the full body paint for a date? Or do you think she toned it down because she was on camera? Do you know when they do the, like, tops off?
Yeah. I like the ones where they make them look like the wallpaper behind them. That says more about me than anyone else. Okay.
Gautier also likes the body paint with the wall behind him.
Yes. Mm. Oh, imagine him as the Bachelor. Who would you pick? Who would the Bachelor? Oh, make it happen.
They would be, okay, if Gautier, right, was the Bachelor. There would just be a steady stream of like art students from Newtown or like Surrey Hills or Darlinghurst. Like,
this is Jackie Kosolke's demographic racism. But also, I'd expect that, you know, each girl would come up to Gautier and he'd go, "You look familiar."
No, you're just somebody I used to know.
Thank you I just opened the gate. You walked through. Thank you.
That was awful, but I'm not embarrassed about it.
Ribbons.
Okay, I want to talk about ribbons.
Akelina.
Is she a love coach?
No. She owns someone else. Belinda is the love coach.
Right.
But Akelina, she owns and runs a rhythmic. That's hard to say on half a coffee.
Rhythmic gymnastics. So she cartwheeled in with ribbons.
And see, okay, we're talking legitimately. We're talking about ribbons and you're having trouble remembering people's names. I have the solution to both. Mm. I've thought of a way to remember everyone's, all the important ones' names. And you ready?
Yeah.
It goes, Jen, Leah, Laura, Lisa, Sean, Michelle, Laura. Hey, Akelina.
All right, we're done there.
Yeah.
Let's remember that, actually, for next week because, yeah, we'll need that.
I'm not sure I can do it twice. God, I just said that. And what's her name? Natalie.
Oh, I know. You're so in love with her.
Her days are numbered. She's there for pure crazy.
She's the one that farted at the cocktail party.
Well, apparently.
Lifted her leg and farted.
She at least mime farted.
In a cocktail dress. She was in a relationship with a woman.
Saw Maddie's rig, turned her straight.
Literally. And she also said moist a couple of times.
She said it like 9 times.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of respect for Maddie's rig, but I think if you're...
Oh, he's not. Like, Maddie's rig is great, right? But it's not Ninja Warrior great. Do you know what I mean?
It's not Turn You Straight great.
No. Like, and also what is that? Like, bless her. I get that she was probably trying to make a joke and she didn't mean it, but what is that saying to people?
What about her girlfriend's self-esteem?
I know.
She's second to nipples.
I don't think she's going to be around next week. I don't think.
Oh, give her a couple of weeks at least.
Can we talk about Leah?
Oh, yes, we can.
Okay, so Leah was wearing a dress
there's inverted commas throughout that sentence. She was wearing a dress.
It was, how do we describe it? It had two sheer panels down the sides and then just a strip in the middle. And then, but low cut with like boobs.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, she has got an insane body.
Rig.
Yeah. But.
I saw her whole bum.
But also one. Yeah. You saw the crack and everything. Mm. Well, no. My two things with her, and this was first impressions based only, there's plenty of other stuff, is one, what are you doing with your face?
Everyone looked like shit in the face.
Also, okay, everybody, guys especially, if you think what your face is doing is sexy, it's not. Don't do sexy face.
No.
And her sexy face, she sort of looks to the side and then just like tries to get a fruit roll up off the top of her mouth.
Ah.
She's always doing this sort of jawing, gurning
thing. Yeah.
It's like she, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 1 hour after her E hits. yeah, I've read. but also, number two, leave a bitch's hair alone.
Yeah, I know.
Ruffling Maddie's hair, it was messy in my dream. And it's okay, fine. I had a dream about a grasshopper driving a dump truck, but you do you.
Oh, like he would have just been like hating that so much. Guys hate it when you touch their hair. Don't touch their hair.
People hate it when you touch their hair.
I don't
hair.
Like when people touch my hair.
Well,
actually,
I kind of, once invited, sure.
So, and then she was like overtly sexual with him.
Yeah. I like it slow. And okay, fine. But can you maybe save that for the second sentence?
Well, I asked our friend Liam Flanagan about that. I reckon.
Oh, Fairy Liam.
Yeah. Liam the Rock. Yeah. Not Rottweiler. What is he?
Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever. We love you, Liam. I know you're listening. And I said, I reckon guys don't like it when chicks straight up are overtly sexual.
I was loving Twitter when she turned up because mostly guys, guys more than girls, were just going, no, Leah, no, down girl. That's bad. I took that.
Like, and Liam was like, yeah, like guys are just like,
it's scary.
Then there was the chick from Manchester with the bolt-ons. The chick from Manchester with the bolt-ons.
Simone.
Also topless waitress, IRL.
Right, you know I don't like to consume any facts outside what's spoon-fed to me.
I can't help it.
Latecomer.
Oh, latecomer. All right.
Burning sensation allure.
All the girls come through. Oh, P.S. There's the wifeys. There's
Alex, Lisa. Michelle, the cop.
Tara. I'm from Rush Cutters. She was like, I'm from Rush Cutters. Now, Rush Cutters.
No, that's Laura.
The one with the
jewelry designer. That's Laura. And Tara is... I love Tara.
I love Tara too. She's a hidden bogan. I love her.
Hidden?
She's a hot bogan.
Okay. Is it really hidden if in one episode you go, you'd be Devo?
True.
I think that's overt bogan.
True. But when you looked at her, I was like, oh, she's an, oh, wow. Oh,
I love her. Her accent has a Queensland postcode and I adore her.
Rush Cutters is a suburb of Sydney. What, near King's Cross, Double Bay-ish, Elizabeth Bay.
Sure.
Anyway, posh-ish. East, you know, Maddie J lives in Bondi, which is close to Rush Cutters. And this girl rocks up and the first thing she says is, I'm from Rush Cutters. Translation, I'm also from Sydney and live near you.
I'm local. Mm. I'm in stalking distance.
Yeah. So all the girls go through. Lisa's the front runner. I was calling her Big Red on Wednesday night because she was wearing a big long jumpsuit.
Yeah.
But
I'd call all these slashed jumpsuits as well.
I liked it though.
Oh,
I love a jumpsuit.
Fan.
Oh, I love a jumpsuit. It confuses men. Like they're like, they don't know. They don't know what to do with it.
It confuses men and separates labia.
Anyway, so all the girls go through to the house. The best bit of the show is the getting drunk and bitching.
That's not my favourite.
No, it's my favourite.
It's the bit that we'll have to explain to people, to blokes most, I think.
Yeah. It's so the cocktail party, they load them up with alcohol and everyone's like just having chats and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden a girl cartwheels in with flamethrowers.
And
that's a thing that happened on TV this week.
Cue other people saying, is that another girl? Is that another girl? Is that another girl? Is that another girl? It's 80% definitely a girl.
So this was the Tahitian princess, Alora.
Yeah, she's from like Tahiti and Dijon and
Misk.
Places.
She's Misk.
Yeah, she's got an accent.
Miscellaneous. Is there another American in there? There's a few foreigners this year.
No, Simone's kind of a
Mancurian.
You're Northern.
Yeah.
Wish
I could do that accent.
That's the only word I can say in that accent. You know what I'm like with accents. Buckle in, people, because there's going to be some. But she's also, Alora is the, I love that she is by far the most sort of, she represents diversity amongst this group.
Yeah, well, I know.
Mm.
We'll get to that.
Topical.
So then the Scrag fight started.
That dress is putrid.
Yeah. Who said that? Was it
Liz?
Liz, right. They're all say at the moment, bar a few, they're all the same for me.
Oh, you know, I listened quite clearly on my Yahoo 7 DB recap.
I was getting to that. Yeah. Joe, you'll be able to find Joe's wonderful writing. For any chance you miss an episode, straight after the show's finished, you'll find Joe Thornley's recap of The Bachelor at Yahoo 7.
Yes, on the B Entertainment pages.
Wonderful. Joe also has another podcast called Zealot about cults. You're
yes,
welcome.
Yes, same thing. Basically the same thing. I love that your voice changes when you're doing like
it's the business
promo stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, voiceover artist. I also have like when I do different voiceovers, I picture different things in my head. So like if I'm doing a voiceover, nice gentle read for maybe a you know middle-aged market, in my head I think as a busy mum.
See, it doesn't.
And then if like I'm doing something, they want something a bit like sexy. I'm like, as a massive slut, it works.
See, it doesn't matter what I have, what I'm talking about. I always picture the same thing: Tom Hardy in a light mist.
He's really hot and hairy. He'd be hairy.
Tom Hardy.
He'd have chest hair.
Just does things to all of my bits.
Tom Hardy gives no fucks.
He takes dogs on the red carpet. I'm tearing up. I love him so much. Even
he's the
tiny little girl's mouth.
Still would.
Oh, would eat tiny would. Little girl's mouth.
So first night of The Bachelor, the bitching started. One of the girls called the other girl's dress putrid.
And it gave Jen her first opportunity to establish herself as the biatch.
Yeah, Jen's the villain. She
so badly wants to be the villain.
Yeah,
she also looks bit like Sally Fletcher from Home and Away. So Kate Ritchie.
Oh, yeah, she does.
But if she's like through the Instagram bitch filter. There's lots of tats.
So many tats. In very prominent places. I don't mean to sound...
Oh, yeah, VPPs. Very
I don't mean to sound places. Like, I don't know, I'm a clean skin, right?
I am, but only because I can't...
Same.
Because I don't know what I would get and I don't know where I would get it. It annoys me
I get it somewhere that's not always on show.
See, it annoys me that tattoo spots become fashionable and then laughable. Tramp stamp is now a really bad thing, and it's like how can I safely pick a spot?
And I really enjoy that, you know, women between the ages of say 33 and 49, that's the market that had tramp stamps in the late 90s, early 2000s, and you see them all the time now. It's like, oh doll,
I was about to say I dodged a bullet there.
Same.
But maybe I should get a tattoo, a tramp stamp that just says dodged a bullet.
Do you think...
Ironic tattooing, Jackie.
I used to work with this Italian bloke called Lamberto. We used to call him Bert. And we were talking about tramp stamps once, and it wasn't a thing in Italy. And Bert was just typing away.
No, they call it El Trampo stamp.
Well, he was typing away, and he turns to me and he goes, what is this Trampa Stampa? I was like,
That's what I'll get tattooed.
What is this Trumpa Stumpa? That's a terrible accent. Yeah. Well, there's going to be a lot of terrible accents
I'm
this
so
season.
Sorry if you've come here for ethnic accuracy.
So we've got another episode to recap. So right. Bitching, crying. Jen's the villain. Two nobodies got sent home. One was wearing a sash.
I know that they kept blurring out.
Yeah.
It said Miss Personality.
Miss Personality from the V8 supercars, I think.
Turned out to be kind of ironic.
Yeah, because she had none. So then we moved on to Thursday night's episode. There was a single date with Allora. The Tahitian princess.
The burning sensation.
They had date. And
dolphins.
Then,
also, he reckoned he could hear the dolphins underwater.
And they like,
And I think that was the sound of his erection straining against his shorts.
Then they ended up at a couch, as happens, had
couch,
some wine.
The first date couch of the season. They actually ate a grape each. It was impressive.
She was just staring at him.
She just stares at him.
Don't stare
at him. She's just relying on her sexy face. I'm keeping an eye. I'm on sexy face watch.
So he gave her rose, no pash.
Just a kiss. She was trying.
I know.
She did that thing where she strained her mouth to the side to try and get as close to his mouth as possible. But no, he's not pashing.
I like that he's not throwing out kisses early. The last couple of bachelors have done that, and I'm not on board with that because it's, you know, you're not here for that, mate.
Yeah. Also, my least favourite bit in the entire thing is the talking about relationships and stuff. It's the same conversation. It's just shaking up words in a bag and throwing them on the board.
Don't talk about past relationships on the first date. Don't do it.
What footy team do you like?
Yeah, 100%. Talk about football.
Yeah. Have you seen the...
Talk about Game of Thrones.
Have you seen The Room?
Talk about music.
It's like they fail the Bechdel test even like every turn.
I went on a date a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And so my day job is I'm a radio music director.
Yes.
Right? So music has always been in my life. and on the date with this guy, it was nice enough, blah, 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 blah. And then about halfway through, he turns to me and he goes, I don't like music. Is that going to be a problem for you?
Okay, may I one-up you?
All right.
I mean, that's, but also everyone likes some music.
Yeah.
I went on a date with a guy called Ben who said he wasn't that into music. Yeah. And I accepted that as given. That's fine. But then he said, I said, oh, there's loads of songs written about me. Like there's lots of songs with the name yeah. Joe in there. And he yeah. said, there's no songs written about me. And I said, Ben.
Ben.
Michael Jackson's Ben.
Us. Yeah.
The like, world top-selling artist of all time, wow. Ben. And he was like, no, doesn't ring a bell. Goodbye.
Is that going to be a problem for you? And I'm halfway through dinner and I'm thinking, how can I get
oh,
out?
Oh, like you were halfway through your story before I butted in.
Yeah. No, yeah. no, no. That's what happens all the time. So then there was a group date. Amazing.
It's not a group date. It's a Women's Day photo shoot and it's outstanding.
So they had an 80s theme. The girls were all getting dressed up and the costume lady was going, here's your dress. And the bitch, Jen
is
like,
there going,
oh, my God, I'd never wear
gross.
That. That's
I would
gross.
Never wear
that's,
that.
Oh, my God, that's the best.
And then frizzy lifeguard.
So then whoever edited Thursday night's episode, you're a god and I'd
gold
like to
Logie.
Meet you. So
gold Logie for that editor.
They cut from Jen going, oh my God, that's the ugliest fucking dress ever. I would never wear that. La, 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 la. And then straight to a shot of her dressed as a lifeguard with frizzy hair and a really angry expression.
It was, it was
so good.
I can't, I'm not speechless often, but it was outstanding. And then halfway through yeah. her photo shoot in the pool, also Florence in the bikini.
Yeah.
Looked incredible.
Yeah.
But
that's
halfway,
the hot Dutch chick.
Yeah. Halfway through, Jen just goes, screw this. Takes off a lifeguard outfit, has a G-string one piece, which
yeah,
it was like, never, ever a good look.
Never looks good. Even on like Heidi Klum, it doesn't look good. You
no,
know what I mean?
It's like that's taking flossing too far.
Yeah.
But, and dives in the pool and then clings to him.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
bark to a sequoia.
100%. Then there was still on that photo shoot, Leah, who was overtly sexual with The Bachelor when she first met him. They had a one-on-one photo shoot. She went in for the pash. He rejected her.
That was glorious. Oh. Might have rewound that and watched it three or four times.
Then we had a solo date.
Oh, wait,
with,
wait.
What? Yeah. What?
We have to remember, we have to talk about the seductive worm.
Oh, sorry.
So
oh,
one
my
of,
God.
One of the photo shoots was set at a prom, at a school prom, and they're all dancing around, and Laura, the jewellery designer, Rush Cutters is doing quite well in Dancing with Maddie,
yeah.
and Sian, Piercy Sian, goes, nope, I need to really make my mark. Off she goes with the most
vigorous.
Dramatic worm I've ever seen. Those, you yeah. know her boobs were real because there would have been a popping sound.
She was using her boobs as leverage to get her body
Don't we all?
Up.
Don't yeah. we all?
So that was the most vigorous worm I think I've ever seen.
Oh, and I've seen some vigorous worms.
As that went to air, I texted Joe just the worm emoji. I was like, ah! so sorry. Then there was a solo date with Hot Lisa, who I feel is the front runner.
She's top three. My top three are Lisa, Michelle, and Rush Cutters.
Yeah, Michelle's the cop who fake arrested Maddie J.
And got the first rose.
Yeah, I've also got her in the office sweep, so I'm feeling confident.
Nice.
Anyway, so Lisa and Maddie J have a date. They were like, oh, we both like tennis.
Okay, this was just, it was the introduction story to about three different porn movies. Because it was like her helping him with his serve
yeah.
and them, and then like, oh, yeah, that's what you do straight after tennis. Strawberries in the pool.
Yeah. With some
cream. With okay.
The product placement was outstanding.
I'm just going to say, as a person interested in the food media, that was eight times too much cream for those strawberries.
Yeah. And also I liked how he was like, you know what's great now that we're in tennis whites is like having strawberries and cream and Pimm's. And I was like, uh-huh. So they did that in the pool.
And that, but they didn't drink their Pimm's. Can I have your Pimm's?
Yeah, I would have had the Pimm's. It was pre-mixed. I've not seen pre-mixed Pimm's before.
Well, maybe we should try and get some for free.
Maybe we should try some and then review it in our recap of The Bachelor.
I think that would be an audience favourite.
I think everyone would be on board with that. Mm. And also, Joe Thornley has a massive social following. You do?
Oh, yeah.
You do. You have a lot of followers on Twitter.
Yeah, send me booze and I'll talk about it.
At Joe Thornley, E-L-Y.
E-L-Y, people. It's not difficult.
Also, where Joe lives is like a street away from Thornley Street, but it's spelt the other way. How annoyed do you get when you walk past that?
I am never living there because imagine ordering takeaway.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So then Lisa got a rose, obviously.
And some cream on her face.
That's right. Then what? Oh, that's right. Then they got drunk and bitched again at the cocktail ceremony.
And this is, I like how to camera, Jen is mostly about Elora because she's switched from hating Liz to hating Elora. She's going, oh, she's such a bitch. Oh, she's, I hate her. And then Elora just calls her dark and she's like, oh my God, that's so hurtful. Pot, kettle, bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. So then we got to the Rosatorium, which is what Joe calls the rose ceremony.
That's what it's called.
Rosatorium. Copyright.
No.
And
I like the bit where they just pan across all the faces and everyone's doing their pick me face and with the voiceover. And people going, I'm so getting a rose.
Or I just, you know, I haven't spent enough time with Maddie. He just needs to know who I am as a person.
Are we supposed to think that that's their thoughts at the time? Yeah. Do they have microphones in their brains?
Do you know what my thought at the time would be? Because they film through until like 2, 3 a.m. Mm. My thought would be, I'm so hungry and cold. Or bed. Or,
can I make an observation?
Yeah.
Beginning of like at the cocktail party, Leah had full makeup. Rose ceremony. That had disappeared. She was.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Everyone looks terrible this year.
She had a new face.
I feel like, yeah, she did. Flying out roses to, I don't know all their names, all the usual suspects.
Don't make me do the song again.
Yeah. That's all right. I've recorded the song now, so I'll edit it up and we can reuse it next week. So then who didn't get a rose? Really pretty.
What's a face and thingamajig?
Yeah. Bye, mates.
She looked a bit like a Kardashian.
She did.
Yeah.
She
and down did. To Leah.
She was a bit of a Persian princess, I would say.
Maybe, yes. I think they were giving Leah, you know, a bit of a nudge in that, saying, you know, don't get too cocky. But yeah. I don't think it's going to change much.
She's just there for entertainment until we get to the boring bit.
But the boring bit. I'll just warn you,
like, it will get boring, but Joe and I will not be. Because about halfway through the series, it's just, yeah.
It's all about love. Well, love, inverted commas.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the first two episodes of The Bachelor and season two.
They cram a lot in. It's very, lots.
We'll be back next week to recap for you.
But for now, like the body hair on everyone and the buttock section of Jen's swimming costume, we gone.